In the news, a traffic stop early Monday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man on a drug charge. Red Oak police say a vehicle was stopped at around 12:07 a.m. at the intersection of West 2nd and West Coolbaugh Streets. Upon further investigation, 50-year-old Todd Allen Cones of Red Oak was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. Cones was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted with the arrest. A man and woman from Red Oak were arrested Saturday evening following a reported domestic disturbance in Red Oak. Police called to the 1000 block of Corning Street at around 5:20 p.m., arrested 44-year-old Jason Richard Behrens and 50-year-old Shauna Alice Behrens. Jason Behrens was charged with violation of a no-contact or protection order. Shauna Behrens was charged with violation of a protective order contempt of court. Both were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond each. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold an electronic special session beginning at 9 a.m. today. During their meeting, the board will hold a work session and discuss local government relief funds. The meeting can be accessed through a telephone number that is visible in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In an ongoing effort to engage the voting public in understanding the policies, procedures, and growth of the Iowa Democratic Party, the Cass County Democratic Party will be holding meetings open to registered Democrats this month and in March. People can register as Democrats prior to the meetings. Both meetings will be held virtually. Notices will be emailed to those interested in attending either meeting regarding sign-up. County Party Chair Sherry Telly says that on February 16th at 7 p.m., the 2021 Odd Year Caucus will be held. The purpose of the caucus is to nominate committee persons to fill precinct vacancies and to begin precinct-level planning for the remainder of the year. Also discussed will be constituency caucus groups within the IDP, such as labor, veteran, LGBTQ, women, seniors, and so on. Planning topics will include growing with the party, maintaining relationships within the party, and local races for which to recruit candidates. March 16th at 7 p.m. will be the 2021 biennial organizing meeting, at which time the Cass County Executive Committee will be elected and reelected for a two-year term. Democrats who wish to be considered for nomination as a chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, or other positions should contact current county chair Sherry Telly at shtoelle@gmail.com. or call 712-243-4961 for further information. These two events signal the beginning of the 2022 election season. Telly says it's a great time for Democrats or would-be Democrats to become involved within the party. Questions can be directed to Sherry Telly by email or by phone. Barring another postponement due to the spread of the coronavirus, Rag Ride 2021 will take place pretty much along the same route it would have taken in 2020. Organizers of the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa say the ride will take place between July 25th and 31st. The 2021 route is 426 miles and 11,481 feet of climbing, making it the 16th flattest in Rag Ride history. On Saturday, organizers said it would be the same Lamar's to Clinton route that was scheduled for 2020. However, there are two changes. The ride will go to Sac City and DeWitt instead of Storm Lake and Maquoketa for overnights. The ride will start in Lamar's and go to Sac City, Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, Waterloo, Anamosa, DeWitt, and Clinton. The week-long ride costs $175, but non-riders can register for $35, and for riders to get a day pass, it's $30. A state Democratic lawmaker says she has tested positive for COVID-19 and thinks she was infected with the virus at the Iowa Capitol, where Republicans have refused to mandate masks or require people to disclose positive cases. The announcement by Representative Amy Nielsen of North Liberty on Saturday night marked the first confirmed case among legislators, but there have been three other positive cases among people associated in the House since the legislative session began 3 weeks ago. One of those additional cases was announced by the House chief clerk on Saturday. House Speaker Pat Grassley said she cannot force members to wear masks. House rules do require men to wear a tie and jacket when in session, and blue jeans are prohibited. And Iowa reported a record 250 deaths linked to the coronavirus Sunday, which is the biggest one-day increase the state has recorded. The state reported 4,901 deaths linked to COVID-19 Sunday morning. That was 250 more than what the state reported Saturday. The figure is significantly higher than the average of 23.43 deaths reported per day over the past week. But the 250 deaths reported Sunday didn't occur within the last 24 hours. One of the COVID deaths recorded Sunday occurred on October 15th. Many happened in November and December and early January. but were just included in the latest batch of the Centers for Disease Control that they sent to the state. The state officials say in some instances it takes time for the National Center for Health Statistics to confirm a death is caused by or related to COVID. There were 6 additional deaths reported in Pottawatomie County, 2 more in Guthrie, Madison, Montgomery, and Union counties, and 1 more death in each of Cass and Shelby counties. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.